Reese on the radio, making sense of the news. Yeah, even when it makes no sense at all. Now on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, we are back, and like I said, we're going to do something a little different. Headlines, but a little different today. Okay, so we're following three very important stories, one of which we have not confirmed yet, but we will get there. Let me start with that one. There was a story about a man who was barricaded in his home. Shots were fired between he and police. And then the story had turned into a dead body inside. According to certain reports, that had something to do with a foreclosure, according to the reports that we are getting outside of the scope of this, of that, let's just say, back and forth with police. If I may, let me go in this direction. So I want to lay this out according to the source that we have here. So it turns out that the individual was an older man whose house had gone up in foreclosure in Stamford, I believe. Yes. And we have the address here, so I don't want to give out all of the details that we have here, but we inquired. And the house was in foreclosure, and the individual was asking for an extension, to which the individual was denied. Says the case was with the bank. They foreclosed. The eviction was an execute on December 1st, which ended up being the day of the standoff, according to the reports. There was a neighbor. We have that person's information who saw the whole thing. We're going to be reaching out to that neighbor who pretty much knew a lot of the story. We'll be bringing them on possibly next week to give some details. But from what we understand, that the person in the house had asked the bank for an extension. They were denied. And they refused to leave, which led to this. And now we understand that both individuals are dead. According also to reports, the corpse that was inside was the man's wife, who had passed away, what we believe, about 2 weeks before. We will have all the details of this, as at this point it is alleged that all of those things happened, but we will have them for certain. So a story behind the story, if you will. Second, another story that we're following is, of course, deals with the young man by the name of Jason Bellamy. And Jason's name is spelled different. It's a kind of a variation of a name spelled J-A-I-S-H-O-N. And Jason is alleged to have attacked a female corrections officer and was, again, that officer went to the ICU for treatment. And this was a brutal attack that is alleged that Jason committed. Jason was pronounced dead at about 3 o'clock this morning. It says here, the deceased individual, Jason Bellamy, is the same person who is suspected of assaulting a corrections officer at the Osborne Correctional Institution on Monday, December 1st, 2025. This, according to Andreas, and I'm not going to pronounce his name well, so forgive me, Andreas. So it is Andreas Benevixas, I guess that's how it's pronounced. He's the public information officer of the Connecticut Department of Corrections. That is the statement that he released today, saying that he is one and the same. Well, there is a backstory to Jason. You might remember, if you were kind of one of those wonks, back in 2015, there was a teen who was charged as an adult in two East Hartford sexual assaults. At the time, he was 16 years old. He was suspected of sexually assaulting one woman in East Hartford at a commuter lot and another in an East Hartford home. He's being charged with an adult, or he was. Jason Bellamy was 16 at the time. He was accused of sexually and physically assaulting a woman at the exit 90 commuter parking lot off Route 15 in East Hartford near the Econo Lounge about 2:30 a.m. on September 3rd of that year. After the assault, he fled in the victim's black Honda Element and led the police on a brief chase before crashing. According to police, he ran off and police were not able to find him. As state police investigated the assault on the commuter lot in East Hartford, police were investigating a home invasion and a sexual assault at the Colmore Road days later. DNA linked the two cases, and that's how we get to Jason being arrested here. Now, this is where the question has been arise, because now there's an investigation into his suicide. You are charged with assaulting a corrections officer, a female corrections officer in the correctional facility. Now, what my source is telling me is that if you get into a fight in a correctional facility, they put you in what's called the 23-in-1. That's one of the phrases they use. 23-in-1 means it's 23 hours solitary confinement. You get 1 hour out. And usually that person is on complete watch, like for all reasons. That person is watched every half an hour. There's someone to watch every 30 minutes. So the question arises, how did that individual manage to wrap a sheet around their neck and commit suicide? Well, that's why the investigation is going. There is an allegation, or at least, I don't want to say an allegation, it is being suspected that something else happened, but we won't know that until the details are released. But let's just put it this way, many people believing that Bellamy may have been tuned up. We will get to that when we can, because other officers and people in the know are saying that it is incredibly rare that that individual would even have a sheet, or they would have the opportunity to do such a thing under the watch that they are under, 23-in-1. So we'll get to the bottom of that. Last but not least, before we get to the stupidest thing today, the Mimi Torres case. I have just asked to be confirmed that we do have a suspect in the alternate Mimi part of this case. You might remember DCF contacted Mimi's mom for a face-to-face to find out if Mimi was indeed in good care. DCF was told that Mimi was out of state, staying with relatives at the time, and DCF requested a face-to-face on either FaceTime or one of the video chats. We have now learned that police were able to locate where the individual that posed as Mimi lives, and the investigation has now led them to Georgia. And who that individual is, we do not know for certain. We do believe that it is a relative, but that investigation continues. We don't know if the warrant has been issued yet, but we do know the investigation has led to Georgia. They have located the person who very well may have posed for Mimi in that DCF investigation, which would lend itself to what I said earlier, that other people knew about Mimi's abuse. So we're expecting other, if not indictments or maybe arrests after the fact. We will get to that. The more we know, the more we learn, we will let you know. All right? So stand by for that. Now, let's get to the stupidest thing I read today.
I look that stupid. Yes, you do. Stupid as can be.
This could very well be the stupidest person on the face of the earth.
Dumb. So today I sent a letter to Jim Himes' office, Representative Jim Himes, and the letter went like this. I'm Reese on the radio, host of the 2 to 6 p.m. show on WTIC News Talk 1080. I'm reaching out to request a statement from Congressman Himes regarding his recent appearance on MS Now, during which he stated narco-terrorists don't exist. Here is Representative Jim Himes on said issue just, I believe, yesterday. Is this where it was? Yeah, here it is.
There is no such thing as a narco-terrorist. There are very, very bad narcotics people, cartels, etc., but they're desperate to make this look like it's ISIS or Al-Qaeda because that's the very thin line on which their illegal use of the United States military to take these people out resides.
Yeah. Now, we found that odd that Jim Himes would say that there's no such thing as narco-terrorists. I've always known that terminology, but it turns out that so does Jim Himes. As you are aware, Secretary of State, former Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, someone who the congressman has previously expressed respect for, has repeatedly and officially designated certain Mexican cartels, including Cartel Jason Nueva Generacion and elements of the Sinaloa cartel, as foreign terrorist organization engaged in narco-terrorism. The State Department has used this exact terminology in official releases and designations. Given these public and on-the-record statements from the Biden and Harris administration's top diplomat, we would appreciate the congressman's clarification on how he reconciles his assertion with the former administration's position. We've also added the President Biden's own distinction in 1989. Here, again, Joe Biden talking about narco-terrorism. Where is he? There he is, right there.
Let's go after the drug lords where they live with an international strike force. There must be no safe haven for these narco-terrorists, and they must know it.
What I also find interesting is that Jim Himes has also said some very interesting things when it comes to killing these narco-terrorists, which I think that he's scrambling for, because, again, before he said there was no such thing as narco-terrorists, he was also saying that if there was a President Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, per se, what she might do.
Senator Graham could not be more wrong, and it's beneath him to say what he just said. He knows, as well as I do, that there is no legal authorization for these strikes. There isn't. There is a purported memo inside the White House articulating the legal basis for these strikes, which has not been shared with the Congress. Now, I wonder why it hasn't been shared with the Congress, because I bet if it exists, that it's nonsense. And look, if Lindsey Graham and other Republicans want to go the route of saying it's okay to kill people illegally, just so long as the American public supports it, the American public needs to really think that through. You know, there will be a Democratic president someday, and all my MAGA friends who are, you know, cheering on these illegal killings need to imagine who gets killed when President Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says that it doesn't matter what the law says. She's going to do what she's going to do. So, look, I work here, so I understand the complete abnegation of principle and a complete thumbing of the nose at the rule of law, but I would hope that people like Lindsey Graham might not go that path, because it's a very, very dangerous path for this country.
I just want to know from Jim Himes, what is he talking about? Who does he think Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who does he think she would kill that would upset MAGA? Like, what does that even mean? So it's like Jim Himes is, again, this is the reason why I write them a letter. I don't understand who he's talking about. He's suggesting that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as president might kill someone that MAGA may not like. So are you suggesting that Donald Trump killing narco-terrorists, drug dealers, are the people that Democrats like? Because, right, we're comparing and contrasting, right, Representative? So I know these bozos never really respond to anything, but we'll see if they respond at all. Probably they'll respond with a no comment, but we wait. We wait. Let's get to the phones. Rita is on the phone from Manchester. Hello, Rita.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Good. You're doing an awesome job. Just letting you know.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you. What you got?
I was just calling quickly because I heard you mention voter rolls.
Yes.
My twin sister is a town councilwoman in Rhode Island in Westerly.
Okay.
And they just uncovered a house that had 28 people registered to vote out of.
Damn! 28?
28, and another house at 11.
Holy moly. You know, today during my meeting, we found Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I know. Another part of the investigation I was going through today was a story that had 100 people all voting Democrat, but that wasn't even the crazy part. It was 100 people from the same address with the same name.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And when we're not, no. Hilarious. And I wish it was, but Rita, to me, when I heard that, I kept saying, let me play devil's advocate and say, well, wait a minute. Was it like different variations of the name? You know, like, was it like, was one person Edward, another person Edwin, another one is an Edmund? No. It was like John Quincy Doe.
Oh my God.
It was like,
that's insane.
Same name over and over again. Everything, all of it, all the information. And hold on, just to make it matters worse. In fact, to show you exactly how incompetent a lot of these folks are, it even had the same birth date and social security numbers. Yeah, they didn't even try.
God.
There were no variations.
Wow. Well, I would suggest, because both of my parents are deceased, and I called my sister, and because I heard you talking, and I said, hey, Rose, I'm like, do you think that you could look in to see if my parents... if mom and dad's names are still on the the registration to vote. And
yeah.
She said, yeah, actually, I can look. She goes, I'm curious if there's been any activity. So when she gets home, she was going to pull it up.
Yeah, that's an important – and that's one of the rules. That's some of the help that this organization is about to do. They're going to put out these things where – you know, you could be living in a neighborhood and, you know, you see a for sale sign in front of a house of a neighbor that you've had for maybe 10, 15 years. If that is an adult male, there's a likelihood that they're registered to vote. Of course, they have driver's licenses. So what you want to do is that there is a way for you to find out. It's like, hey, you know what? John Smith just moved last month. You know what? The election's coming up. I don't want any cheating. And there's a way for you, just the average citizen, to find out if that person is still on the voters. Because again, if there is a absentee ballot, someone will find a way to mail that to someone and vote in their name.
Yeah, so I suggest to any family members that have deceased siblings or parents to go ahead and look it up and see what they find.
Exactly.
Because it'll probably, we as citizens have we need to help our Republican our party, because this is getting way out of control.
Exactly.
I mean, it has been way out of control. this world has gone completely upside down.
Well,
it's getting better.
Well, the other crazy part is, and as you put it, right, it's getting out of control. It is the effort of the individuals, like, you know, James O'Keefe. I don't know. Do you follow James O'Keefe at all?
I don't know.
Okay, you gotta follow him. If this is something you're interested in, follow his Act Blue series. Just look up James O'Keefe and Act Blue. And what he found, he did this investigation, what was so wild. So, I'll sum it up this way to show you how dirty all of this is. So according to his investigation, he would go into New Jersey and visit an elderly couple's home. And because of the roles, these are donations by the family. So he'd go up and he'd speak to her. He says, hi, ma'am. What's your name? She goes, well, I'm Karen Smith. He goes, hi, Karen Smith. Have you ever donated to Act Blue? And she was like, oh, yeah, I've donated to them before. Do you remember what your donation was? Oh, yeah, it was just one time. We sent them $15. And then he'll show them. He goes, this is you, right? This is your address, your information? And she goes, yes, that's me. She goes, it says here that you donated $18,000 to Act Blue.
Oh.
And it's crazy, right? And then the husband comes home, or he's in the house. Like, she'll see that, and she goes, Barry, get in here. Right? Barry comes out, and he's like, hey, what's going on? She goes, did you donate $18,000 of our money to Act Blue? And he's looking at it going, no, what are you talking about?
He shows
it to them, and it's like, and so the whole deal is, all you have to do, you donate $5 to Act Blue. Act Blue uses you as the conduit. Hey, Martha Smith donated $18,000. And all you have to do is go see them, and they're looking and go, what are you, crazy?
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
You know, what do people sit around all day and sick of these scams? I mean, my gosh, my mind doesn't even function that way.
Yeah,
it's
Rita,
crazy,
it's
but anyway,
look it up. I promise you, it will be an education you didn't ask for.
What's his name again? What's
James
his
name? O'Keefe, like George O'Keefe, the artist. Yeah, James O'Keefe.
Okay,
and look up Act Blue. The great series on YouTube.
I will. I will let you go. I just picked up my granddaughter, and have a blessed day, and Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year, and you're doing great.
Thank you, ma'am. All right,
bye
bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, you got to check them out. It's a great, great series. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More news, more views when we return to 3 Sun Radio.
Hey, your friend Sean Hannity here. Happy birthday, WTIC News Talk 1080.
You don't know us. Oh, Mr. Sean Hannity. I didn't realize that. That man, longest career in cable news. Oh, give it up for him. Oh. I can call him Uncle Sean. His talk radio chops are also, you know, kind of, I wouldn't consider him a mentor, but I would definitely call him a colleague. I like Hannity. I don't watch him all that much. I gotta tell you, you know, I've almost been inclined to beef about Eric Erickson sometimes, because I'll tell you, nothing against the guy. I have no personal animus towards him. I just disagree with that guy. I get it. I know that he says that he's a conservative, and I know he says this thing. He's got this one moniker where he says, you know, I don't tell you what you want to hear. I tell you what you need to hear. And I'm just like, you know, sometimes, and I know a lot of other people in the business kind of roll their eyes, and I was like, yes, yes. Okay. Sometimes he says something, I listen to him, and I just go, Eric, I would love to have a conversation with him. I'm going to see if we could set it up where Eric will come on the program so I can interview him for a little bit. I'd love to like have a little one-on-one with him on the air. I always say, Eric, if liberals are quoting you to me, not a good deal. Not a good deal. Because liberals really believe, like, they use Eric Erickson as, see? And I'm going, so? That's always my response. I'm like, so? Eric Erickson said something the other day. I think, what was it? He said, he says he's run, I've run a lot of political campaigns. I'm like, Eric, you won one race. Okay. All right. I mean, you won. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, come on. But when the left starts quoting you, I just go, okay, buddy. I'm just saying. Like I said, nothing against him. I'm not crapping on him. I'm just saying. That's all. Anyway, we'll get into that at another time. What was I was going to do something. Oh, yes. This was it. In a little bit, I'm going to have to take a steaming one on a lot of you folks who called up this network, called up this show, and went into the chat room and lost your collective minds on the Coke boat. And it turns out yours truly was right. As I keep trying to tell you folks, stop it. Stop letting these folks dictate your ideas. They're not original. Okay? They aren't. These ideas that are put into your head are not original. It's not even a psyop. The stuff is invented for you to believe. And you keep taking their word for it. And you keep getting, like, literally embarrassed behind it. But before I get into that, and I'll do that in the 4 o'clock hour, I've got to do this. When a beautiful blonde sounds more masculine than the guys, I got to take a moment and show her some props. Can I do that? I don't know who this woman is. Her name is Deborah Lee, and she was on our sponsors, Newsmax. She was on their program, one of their programs the other day. And I'm listening to this woman. I'm like, I can't believe me. As a man, I've got to find agreement with a blonde woman on television. This woman sounds like me.
And I just don't understand in what world, especially on the Republican side of the aisle, do individuals who are drug or peddling drugs into our country, do we have more sympathy and concern for them than the Americans overdosing on those actual drugs? Just yesterday in Manhattan, I saw a fentanyl needle on the street outside of my apartment. I've lived here my entire life. That is not something normal. We're over 2,000 miles away from the Mexican border. If it's reaching New York, it's reaching our entire country. And too many Americans are dying every single year from our open borders. So I really don't have that much concern or really any sympathy for the individuals who are on the other side of that strike. The message is clear from Donald Trump. If you try to smuggle drugs into our country that will kill Americans, we're going to kill you. That's it. That's strong foreign policy. And that's what Venezuela needs to hear.
Couldn't believe it. I'm listening to that woman. I'm just going, yay. Yay. Like, seriously. Like, and Republicans are doing it. And I get it. I know it's enticing. I know how enticing it is. But they're talking about it on the news. And you know what? That's that. Okay, I'm going to use the term. That's the PSYOP. It's being repeated so much on television, all of a sudden it's got weight. Right? It takes up space. It's real.
They're talking about it on the news. It must be real. If they're talking about the news, the sentiment must be true. I saw it on the networks, everybody.
It's like, yeah, so what? They've got no credibility. And the worst part is, why do they not have credibility? It isn't because no one believes them in the first place. No, it's because they keep getting duped after the fact. Everything that everyone was upset about turns out to be bogus. It just does. It turns out to be fake, phony, and bogus.
Can I give you an example? Let's give you an example.
I told you, don't let this stupidity of the signal gate get you caught up. Do you remember that? Signal, signal, signal. He spread classified information. He spread it. IG report says, nope, nothing. Nope, nope. No classified information was shared. Nothing. What happened to the signal gate? I thought we were still on that. I thought he should be kicked out. Pete Hegseth. I thought he should resign. Nothing. Barely a blip. But now they think they got him dead to rights with the Coke boat. Oh, yeah. He definitely ordered those people killed. Yeah, it's murder. It's murder, they told him. Leon Panetta. Like the guy who was in charge under the Obama administration, who was like blowing up anybody and everybody. What was that, 16-year-old boy riding a bike? Yeah, kill him. Barack Obama. And again, Barack Obama was doing that. Pray tell. Let me tell you, Barack Obama was doing that, bombing all of those Arab countries, all of those members of what he called terrorist cells, because he was trying to get as far away he could from the allegation that he was going to take the religion of his father, which he wrote in his book. When the chips were down, right? When all of the wind died down, he would accept the religion of his father. Yeah, his words, not mine, but he needed so badly to get away from that and that criticism. He was like, bomb them all. I'm really good at this killing stuff. No one batted an eye. Did it without Congress. Killed Americans. Didn't care. What happened to Benghazi, ladies and gentlemen? I remember Lynn Tolliver, famous radio host, said to me, you know, but people make mistakes, Reese, don't they? That's what his attitude was on Benghazi. Yeah. When we were trying to hold the Secretary of State, what was that secretary's name? That's Hillary Clinton. That's it. I almost forgot. What was everybody else's attitude about that? Huh? People make mistakes. How did Hillary respond? What difference at this point does it make? Yeah. Leaving those people to die. How about lying to folks, telling everybody it was an anti-Muslim video? There's a reason why. I didn't hear if anybody getting court-martialed or thrown out of their job. It's the first diplomat killed in 28 years. And nobody thought that she should pay the price. It was overblown. We killed a couple of people in a Coke boat. People cared more about cocaine runners than they did about a diplomat killed in Benghazi. Or the service members who had to fight to save their own lives for 13 hours without any help. There was no call for the Secretary of State to be ousted or to quit. No. You bozos ran up for president in 2016 and acted like it never happened. Didn't you? And now you're coming up here telling me because of cocaine smugglers, calamity. You guys are collectively pulling each other's hair out. After you're done pulling out your own hair, you grab other Democrats and say, no, no, let me pull your hair too. Set the world on fire. The sky is falling. How embarrassing. How are you not ashamed of yourselves? How do you wake up in the morning and not go, yeah, Reese is going to make fun of me today. You damn right I am. But I'm not done. I'm going to make a lot of fun of you today. Yeah, that's right. You stick around. Don't go nowhere. Don't you dare. Don't you dare go nowhere. You sit right there. You take your, you take what's coming to you. I've got sound bites to boot. Oh, and it's glorious, as I like to say. Plus, we'll take your phone call. So stand by for that. All right. Yeah, I wish it. You know what I would like? I would like you guys to do like Donald does. Donald, my resident Jamaican leftist. When I catch him dead to rights, you know what he does? I tell him, stop arguing. Just apologize. And he writes me back. He goes, I'm sorry. Can I tell you his latest one, the latest one he apologized for? He sent me a clip from 1998, allegedly from People magazine, that said that Donald Trump said if he ran for president, he would run as a Republican because those people are stupid and watch Fox News all day. A People magazine article from 1998. What he didn't know was that Fox News began in 1996, November, to be exact. Fox News had absolutely no footing as a Republican powerhouse in 1998. Barely anyone could get the network. So Donald Trump couldn't be talking about Republicans watching Fox News all day in 1998 in the People's Magazine, People Magazine article. But he didn't even bother to fact check it. He just sent it. And at the end, he was saying, I'm sorry. Let's see if you'll do the same thing. 860-522-WTIC. I'll be waiting, but I won't be holding my breath. We'll be back.
It's Reese on the Radio on News Talk 1080 WTIC.
I can't believe Jim Himes is still talking nonsense. Like, well, I just saw in a video. Let me see if I can actually play it for you to hear it. He's a lunatic.
What I saw in that room was one of the most troubling things I've seen in my time in public service. You have two individuals in clear distress without any means of locomotion with a destroyed vessel. Who were killed by the United States.
Yes, that's how it's done, Jim. That's how it's done. Two people in distress. who was struggling. You know, it's the part that, you know what, I'm going to wait. I got to save it. I'm going to get that audio clip, and then in the next hour, I'm going to play the most daunting part about all that. You may have missed it. And to watch Stephen Miller laugh at you folks is absolutely, it's the creme de la creme. It is absolutely brilliant. I can't stop. Let's go to Dave in Brantford real quick. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, how you doing, Reese? This is kind of a tail end to when we had Ben Proto on last week.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of, you know, apparently a lot of internet action, you know, that we can't see. I want to say, one of the things I'm not satisfied with, what they call the constitutional offices coming up like 10 months from now
yeah.
for the state of Connecticut.
Yeah.
The statewide offices, Barking Chihuahua Taunt for Attorney General, Stephanie Thomas for Secretary of State. The other one is Eric Russell for Treasurer, and Scanlon is the Comptroller. The
yeah.
four constitutional offices.
Yeah.
You haven't heard any names at all on the Republican side of the aisle.
None.
People that we can talk about, think about, you know, press their visibility in the 10 months before the primary. That is where there is a big fail in the Republican Party. There are so many things. Tong has got many defects that get talked about on your show. Stephanie Thomas has done absolutely zero to stop the problem.
Stephanie Thomas has got other problems that, again, people should be talking about. I've got some details on that young lady that people are going to be stunned by very soon.
One of the things Sean Wooden, the previous treasurer, did, you watch. Coming out of the spring, there'll be commercials promoting Chet. That's the educational thing that the state runs.
Yeah.
There were pictures of Sean Wooden and two actor children in the back seat of a van promoting the and all it was getting his face, you know, at taxpayer expense.
Yeah.
So he could be known on TV. And I thought, this is not right. This is using my money to get him FaceTime on TV. And that's when you'll notice that Eric Russell will start promoting his face, you know, and he's done things like not buy the stock of gun makers or fossil fuel, you know, stocks or even the insurance or banks that loan money to them. This is not right. This is very DEI. It needs to be discussed. We need some names out there. You need to talk about some potential.
Indeed. Indeed. Whoever it is. And I will tell you this, I will focus on that definitely in due course. But, guy, what were you going to finish with?
I'll finish on this. The ones that ran the last time, I voted for them all. I can't remember a single name of one of them. They were that unknown.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of into it, you know, and I can't remember their names at all.
Yeah.
They leave no footprints when they walk by. We got to do better.
Yeah, indeed. Agreed, sir. Thank you, man.
Thanks for letting me on.
You got it, always. I like Dave's call. We got to take a break. We're going to get our first check of weather and traffic. Of course, it's colder out there, so we advise you to be careful. I don't need to tell you that. It's almost like telling you, you know, do not attempt. Just be safe out there, okay? It's cold and it's slippery and it's still some ice out there. So be careful, but we'll get weather and traffic to get you home. Also, when we return, the Coke Boat series. We'll break all of that down and why that's crazy. Plus, we've got two great updates coming up with Between Rounds and with the Salvation Army. We'll give you both of those when we get back. All right, let's get our first check of weather and traffic. Mark Christopher, he's in the BPS Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.